Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution condemning Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory Friday. The resolution, which passed 14-0 with one abstention, calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. The United States abstained from voting rather than vetoing the measure. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States has reservations about the resolution's text.
Our vote today does not in any way diminish the United States' steadfast and unparalleled commitment to the security of Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. We would not have let this resolution pass had it not also addressed counterproductive actions by the Palestinians.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
This resolution today will be added to the long and shameful list of anti-Israel UN resolutions.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph of international law.
This is a day where the international community unanimously have stood tall for achieving peace between Palestinians and Israelis on the basis of international law.
In a tweet after the vote, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump offered his reaction, saying as to the UN, things will be different after January 20th. An Islamic State-linked video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. 24-year-old Anis Amri was shot to death earlier Friday by police in Milan, Italy, during a routine patrol stop. This is VOA News. Malta's prime minister told a news conference Friday that two Libyan men who hijacked a plane and diverted it to Malta had a hand grenade and a pistol on them, and that a second pistol was found on board the aircraft. Joseph Muscat said that hijackers eventually surrendered peacefully without making any conditions after the Maltese government insisted that all passengers had to be released.
After further negotiations, the hijackers agreed to free the remaining members of the crew and to surrender.
Muscat said that once authorities had completed their interrogations of everyone on board, passengers would be put on another Libyan aircraft and returned to Libya. President-elect Donald Trump has passed along what he called a very nice letter, he says, was sent by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The letter notes that serious global and regional challenges show that the relations between Russia and the United States remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security in the modern world. The text of the letter was sent as an attachment to a statement from Trump's transition team on Friday. Trump said in response that Putin's thoughts are so correct, adding that he hopes both sides are able to live up to these thoughts and we do not have to travel an alternate path. The exchange came on the heels of comments by both Trump and Putin about the need to strengthen their country's nuclear arsenals. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that at least 5,000 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea this year. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the 2016 mark is a new record, according to UN figures.
These rafts are not meant to make the whole crossing to Italy, and the smugglers just simply rely on rescuers coming and save people. And in most cases, rescuers do that, and they have saved hundreds of thousands of people this year. But unfortunately, in some cases, they come too late and people die.
The UNHCR said around 100 people are missing and feared dead after two migrant boats sank off the coast of Italy. Italian ships managed to rescue 250 people, but officials said that others died before the ships could reach them. U.S. stocks posted modest gains in thin trading with a holiday on the weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.07%. The S&P 500 edged up 0.13%, while the Nasdaq closed 0.28% higher. European markets were mixed. Asian markets were lower. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.